History Con stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Christopher McInlynch, age 53, of Wingdale, New York, was sentenced to 24 months in prison on Friday for illegally possessing a stolen 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun over an approximately 2.5-year period in which he resided in Columbia County, New York. The announcement was made by the United States Attorney Grant C. Jaquith and Asian M. Benedict, special agent in charge of New York Field Office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. Senior United States District Judge Norman Mondu also sentenced him to 3 years of supervised release to begin following his term of imprisonment. News out of Kent from the Republican American. Asphalt pavement is now on Kenneco Road. Residents continue to voice their concerns, though. The road will not be completed until spring. Controversy may result in neighborhood meetings on road projects in the future now. Several of the neighbors continue to express their opinions about the work that's been ongoing to alter how the road curves and changes the elevation of the road. However, even when raising concerns, the neighbors are acknowledging the road foreman has tried to keep them updated on the progress in recent months. State Representative-elect Maria Horn of the 64th District will hold a meeting this morning for constituents at J.P. Gifford's on West Main Street in Sharon. That happens today, 8:30 till 9:30. Everybody is welcome. You're asked to bring your questions and your suggestions. Today, there'll be a special meeting of the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission at 12 noon at Town Hall. Indian Mountain School resolution review and vote for ground-mounted solar array and approval of letter of support for the Land Trust grant application. Town of Salisbury Board of Selectmen will meet tonight at 5 p.m. at Salisbury Town Hall. Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission's agenda for today will begin at 6:30 with their meeting at Sharon Town Hall. Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen in Falls Village have their back-to-back meetings beginning at 6:30 and then 7:30 tonight in Falls Village at Town Hall. Planning and Zoning in North Canaan will meet tonight at 7 p.m. That is at Town Hall as well. Now, the Sharon Board of Education at Sharon Center School has a special meeting at 7:15. It's a special meeting, a presentation by Sharon Center School Faculty Association regarding a teacher grievance. There's possible action there. And then the Sharon Board of Education will have their regular meeting coming up tonight. That is at 6 p.m. at the Sharon Center School Library. Now, coming up tomorrow, Sharon Town Hall, Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 2 p.m. Now, also starting tomorrow, the Southern Berkshire Regional School District Winter Concerts. Now, tomorrow, it's the high school band and chorus at 7 o'clock at Mount Everett. On the 12th, it's the 5th and 6th grade bands and chorus at 6:30 at Mount Everett as well. Then the next concerts will be on the 15th, the 3rd and 4th grade chorus at Mount Everett, and then December 18th, the middle school band and chorus at 7 p.m. at Mount Everett. American Red Cross Blood Drive, sponsored by Assured Partners Northeast Insurance Services, will be held at Salisbury Congregational Church in the Meeting Hall on Wednesday from 12 to 5. Appointments are recommended. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-733-2767. Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting on December 12th at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Cornwall Chronicle presents Child Center Trivia Night. Team up with friends and test your IQ and enjoy home-cooked barbecue at the Cornwall Inn. That'll be held on December 12th at 5:30. Snow date December 13th. RSVP at 672-6989. Meanwhile, the North Canaan Board of Finance will meet on the 12th at 7:30 at P Street Town Hall in North Canaan. Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington and Anonymous 8 will present their winter choral concert featuring a program of a cappella renaissance singing in various languages. It's a free event. It takes place December 12th at 8 p.m. A paint and sip fundraiser to benefit the Sheffield Senior Center will be held on Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. You can create a snowman with red scarf on a 16 by 20 inch canvas or on authentic slate and roofing tile. Your donation includes all painting materials, instruction, a light snack, and non-alcoholic refreshments. The Senior Center is located on Cook Road in Sheffield. Reserve your space by logging on to BerkshirePaintAndSip.com. An open mic night with no cover charge at the VFW Post 5444 is happening on Thursday the 13th, 7 till 10 p.m. at the VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains. Hosting the event are Pat Mann and Dennis Blandino. They're welcoming all local musicians and singers and people that want to listen. Music of all types, amps, PA system, and mics will be ready for you to play. You're invited to come on down. More information, 845-877-6300. Holiday Night Under the Lights, December 14th, 3 till 7 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Visit with Santa Claus, buy your tree, wreaths, poinsettias, cheese, and other holiday goods at the store. Join them for a night of food, fun, and festivities. And thanks for supporting the Housatonic Valley FFA, by the way. Their store is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 4:30. They close on December 23rd. Breakfast with Santa on Saturday from 8 to 11 at the Copaig Park Building, 305 Mountain View Road in Copaig, New York, sponsored by the Cub Scout Pack, 2130 in Copaig, New York. St. Patrick's Church on Albany Road in West Stockbridge will hold their 21st annual Cookie Walk on Saturday, the 15th, from 9 to 11. A wide variety of cookies will be sold according to weight. More information available at 413-232-4427. Berkshire Botanical Gardens will present a winter gallery exhibition entitled Plant Shadows, Joan Dix Blair, December 15th through March 1st at the Center House Lionheart Galleries at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. Gallery hours are weekends from 11 till 3. Admission is free. A performance of Charlie Brown Christmas Jazz Band. A free concert will be held Saturday the 15th at the Trinity Retreat Center in West Cornwall on Lower Road. It's a performance of the music from the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack. It's free, and there'll be free refreshments. A holiday sale, Bobby Leffenfeld, Body Jewelry and More, December 15th from 11 to 4 on Taconic Avenue in Great Barrington. 100% of the proceeds go to benefit Construct, a nonprofit 501c3. The Aglet Theater Company and Dewey Hall present Ghost Rider on December 15th. Matinee, doors open at 1:30, performance at 2. Evening, doors open at 7, to performance at 7:30. AglettTheater.com on the web. Meanwhile, on Saturday the 15th, at 6:30, Sharon Playhouse presents Ho Ho Holiday. Tickets start at $10. You can join them as they celebrate the season with a night filled with friends, family, and holiday cheer. The concert features cast members from the 2018 season, as well as some of their talented local kids. The evening of music and fun will feature many of your favorite holiday tunes, as well as a visit from the big man himself. Following the concert, stay with them for refreshments and photo ops. More information at SharonPlayhouse.org. This is an annual event that is coming up this year once again, the Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count. Compiler Zach Adams for a free winter bird walk as part of the Christmas Bird Count on Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Sharon Audubon Center. More information at 860-364-0520. A paint and sip fundraiser will be held on Sunday from 1 till 3 at the Lakeville Firehouse on 4 Brook Street in Lakeville, Connecticut. You can create a seasonal image of sparkling ornaments on a large canvas. Your donation will benefit the Lakeville Host Company Junior Firefighters. It includes all painting materials and instructions, BYOB, and reserve your space by logging on to berkshirepaintandsip.org. The Bidwell House Museum hosting a history talk replay on Sunday, December 16th, entitled The Supernatural World in the 1700s, Religion, Magic, Witchcraft, and Wonders. The 1 p.m. lecture will be presented at the Monterey Community Center, Main Road, Route 23, by Yale University Professor John Demos. For more information, 413-528-6888 or bidwellhousemuseum.org. Bard College at Simon's Rock, students in the Music Performance Workshop will present a free Sunday afternoon concert featuring works for piano, guitar, and voice on December 16th at the Kellogg Music Center. The event begins at 2 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. A wild week concluded with the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing another 558 points on Friday, winding up the week at 24,388.95. The NASDAQ starts off the week at 6969.25, and the S&P 500 at 2633.08. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.